others to learn from your pain?
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to the second hour of the Computer Corner. That first hour, oh, first 40 minutes went pretty fast, huh?
Blew right by.
Stuff happens. We're talking computer or the internet scams, security scams. You need to update your account scams, phishing scams. Scam, fish. It's all bad. And folks are seeing it, and they're starting to recognize it. And I think we have somebody on this. Bill on the line with us?
I think Bill is right there.
Bill, you have an experience in a phishing scam?
Well, it wasn't exactly a phishing scam. It was in reference to your talking about downloading these links. And years ago, we were getting a lot of pornography on our computer. And I would just delete them. But they were coming several times a week. And then I looked down at the bottom of the screen, and it said, click here for us to take you off of our list. Well, I clicked there, and it took me into another screen, which was even worse. And then it said, click here, and I clicked there, and about the third time, I got a notice from my server that I'd been logged as a pedophile.
What?
Yeah, and because, I mean, this was hardcore pornography, and...
wait a minute. Now, you got an email message or something somewhere later on, or was it a pop-up on the screen?
It was a pop-up.
Okay, that was all. That's not legitimate.
If you would have looked into that, they were going to try to sell you something to cover your tracks, probably, and it's just a way to paranoia you a little bit to get you freaked out.
The continuation of the scam.
Yeah, well, I immediately deleted then. But since then, we've got firewalls to take care of all that stuff. But I just wanted people to know that that's what happens if you use those downlinks.
Yeah, and actually, a firewall will do no good at all if you're clicking on the email saying, take me off your list. The firewall won't do anything for you because you just gave up or you just validated your email by doing that.
The clicking is the equivalent of inviting the stuff in. So what you're saying, I think, Bill, which is what people need to hear is, just because there's a link there that tells you something might happen at the end of that rainbow, don't believe it.
Right, don't believe it, because each time I clicked it, the pictures just got worse. We've had firewalls put in now where we don't get that kind of trash anymore. And, as a matter of fact, what my wife does is that she does not download to our inbox. She goes straight to the server and she checks the mail there and deletes all the trash before she downloads the rest of it.
Isn't that a shame, though, you have to go through all these steps and jump through all these hoops just to be able to communicate with your friends and family?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just I can't believe the trash that's out there.
Well, unfortunately, it's because it works, Bill, and that's the really disturbing part. It's some percentage of the people that are getting that are responding. That's why these guys keep doing it. So the best thing we can all do collectively is never click on any part of it anywhere, including and especially the ones that say, hey, we'll take you off our list. That's a big scam in and of itself, and we thank you for sharing that because that's very, very important that everybody realize don't fall for that part of the scam. It may look legitimate. According to the government, they'll House Bill such and such, we're in compliance with this, and if you click here, we'll take you off our system.
Here's kind of the rule, though. There are times when that may be an okay thing to do, and since you don't know, here's an easy rule to think about. If you signed up for something, let's say, for example, you signed up for our newsletter. You went to our website, you put in your email address, and now you're getting our newsletter, and it's coming to you on a regular basis, and at some point you decide you don't want it anymore. And I can't imagine why you'd think that, but maybe you just need to switch to a different address.
That is such a ridiculous hypothetical.
So in every single message we send out, we give you instructions on how to remove yourself because that's something responsible to do. Now, because you signed up for this and you remember doing this, that's an okay thing to follow because you asked for it and it's okay to ask to not have it anymore. But when something just randomly comes to you never asked for, if they didn't ask your permission to put you on the list, what makes you think they would honor your request to be taken off?
Oh, they won't.
All you're going to do is tell them, yeah, for sure, this is a good address. It works.
They're bad people. Very, very bad people. Don't trust them.
Or do, but
don't know.
Pay the price.
Yeah, pay the huge price.
Hey, before you jump into whatever you were going to jump into, I'm going to mention that we have a couple of free lines open because it's a rare thing. It's 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR if you want to jump on board right now.
Hey, shouldn't we just get our Geek Speak of the weekend?
We can do that.
Every week we try to bring you a little aperitif of the tech vernacular.
For those that don't know what aperitif is, it's a nugget of knowledge. A small, little tiny smackerel, if you will.
Well, you know what? I'm not even sure that calling it knowledge is a good idea, but let's just call it information. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is cyber squatting.
Cyber squatting?
Mm-hmm.
Cyber squatting. It's conjuring an image in my mind that isn't really working for me.
Well, let me tell you what cyber squatting is. It is a derogatory term used to describe the practice of registering and claiming rights over an internet domain name, like a website address. So, basically, it's a situation where it was yours, and due to some technical foul-up, somebody else grabbed your web address, because now they're going to hold you hostage.
And they're going to sell it back to you for 50,000 times the normal John Doe price.
Or in the early days, during the gold rush days of the internet, people were registering McDonald's.com thinking that they could go to McDonald's and say, okay, if you want this, you're going to pay me $10 million.
And you're just Joe regular guy.
Yeah.
And McDonald's lawyers and their ability to take you to court is substantially larger than yours.
Well, the big companies were able to overcome that. The smaller companies that didn't have the legal means, a lot of times when they said, well, for $2,000 or $3,000, well, the legal charges or the legal bills to kind of prosecute or go after that individual would obviously exceed what these people were asking, and that was what a lot of people got away with smaller companies. So it is it's certainly not as bad as it used to be, but that is, when you hear cyber squatting, that's what that means.
If some new thing comes out and you think that you're going to go and grab the name, first of all, these days it's pretty unlikely that you'd be able to, but if you think you're going to do that successfully and it's a big company, you might want to do a little research on the topic of cyber squatting.
Well, if the trademark for the company is contained in the name of the website, you're going to have a tough time proving to the courts that you have a legitimate claim. But if it's generic words, I mean, that's really the speculation. Like business.com went for some ridiculous amount of money. And actually, if you are one of those speculators and you really like playing with this stuff, and you know all the U.S. English trade, I mean, they've been raked over by everybody in the world. But think about foreign countries and foreign names and foreign words.
Especially in China.
Foreign terms. No, because my keyboard doesn't have those Sanskrit characters.
Those crazy characters, yeah.
You know how many keys you need on a Chinese keyboard?
Lots.
3,000.
3,000. Hey, you know, somebody asked me once, you know, this is a super hypothetical, if Disney.com, for some reason, because of some technical thing, became available, which this would never happen.
Of course.
And you got it. Disney couldn't take it away from you, could they?
Sure they could.
Because your last name is Disney, and so you've got to write to it just like they do.
Sure they could.
So, yeah, I bet you I could win that battle. I bet you I could get that for myself.
Yeah. Squashed like a bug.
you would never hear from me again.
You
wouldn't even remember that I had existed in the first place.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't win that one. Hey, let's go back to the phone, shall we?
But we could, but we got to go to break in a minute.
Let's go back to, shall we tease it?
We could do that.
Who are we going to tease with?
I believe D is next up here on the computer corner.
D, real quick, go ahead and ask your question, and we come back from the break. We're going to answer it.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I am a consultant, and I have a Word-based timesheet that I need to have electronically signed, and I've been looking at, you know, palm-held handhelds and things like that. I'd just like your opinion on what's the best.
Well, I'm going to need more information, which we will gather off the air during the break so that when we come back, we can actually understand the question enough to be able to give a made-up answer.
That sounds like a plan. Let's take a break. Let's caffeinate. Let's find out more about Dee's situation. When we come back, we'll update you all right here on the computer corner. Ken and Brandon back right after this.
Bring your radio.